I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. The westbound deck of Interstate 70 reopens today in Glenwood Canyon. After 7 months of roadwork, drivers will no longer have to use the head-to-head detour that forced two lanes of traffic onto one deck of highway. Crews paved a bumpy section of I-70 between No Name and Hanging Lake and replaced a number of bridge joints. The project faced delays during the Grizzly Creek fire and is expected to wrap up in October. With wildfires burning across Colorado, there's been a lot of smoke and haze in the Roaring Fork Valley this summer. Much of it was coming from the Grizzly Creek and Pine Gulch fires nearby, but air quality experts say that's not necessarily the case right now. Scott Landis is the air quality supervisor and meteorologist for the state. He says a lot of recent smoke has actually been coming from out of state.
Basically, those very active wildfires in California sending smoke up into the air, hits those westerly winds, and it's been transporting to the east and has been impacting parts of central Colorado for several weeks now.
Landis says they generally track wildfire smoke using atmospheric models and satellite imagery. He says there's a weather pattern change coming late in the weekend and early next week. This shift in winds and cooler, more moist air should decrease the chance of smoke in the valley and fire activity across the state. The state is winding down a COVID-19 health equity committee the governor formed last spring to tackle gaping racial and ethnic disparities the disease exposed. Black and Latino residents are getting sick and dying at higher rates than white people in Colorado and nationwide. COVID-19 health equity response team member Liseth Chacon says she learned last month the group's work would end.
I was shocked to receive the letter from the governor that it was sunsetting, and I just feel like there's still so much work to do. COVID has not gone away.
A spokeswoman said the governor's office will continue to solicit feedback from community partners to narrow health inequities. A new study suggests wildfire smoke is more dangerous than other air pollutants for asthma patients. The Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
Researchers looked at 6 years of data in and around Reno and found that high pollution days caused by wildfire smoke sent a lot more people to the hospital for asthma. Daniel Kaiser is the lead author on the study. He's with the Desert Research Institute based in Nevada.
Because we were seeing a larger effect of particulate matter on days when wildfire smoke was present, we concluded that particulate matter from wildfire smoke might be more harmful to patients with asthma than particulate matter from other sources, such as vehicle emissions or dust.
Asthma rates among adults in the Mountain West are above the national average of 7.7%, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and we're seeing lingering widespread smoke across the region caused by wildfires this year, a trend that will likely continue due to climate change. On top of all that, those with asthma are already more susceptible to severe illness from COVID-19. The study came out in the journal Environmental Health. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.